Hi everyone, welcome to another episode. I'm kind of excited about today's topic. Not kind of, I'm really excited about today's topic. I'm talking about letting go of the past. And the reason I'm talking about pasts today is because of an experience that I had really recently, like just last week. I was hanging out with a few friends and I haven't seen in a while, like I think about a year or so. And, I won't bore you with the details of what happened, but somebody made a comment about how, someone made a comment about how, like, they used to know me, kind of like, not in a nice way. It's kind of like for Nigerians, you know, someone says something like, is it not you again? Like, why are you trying to be different? Why are you trying to act different? Why are you trying to act brand new? Why are you trying to, to set yourself apart, that kind of thing. And when my friend said this, my initial reaction was to get defensive, but then that feeling immediately gave way to joy, because when he said I used to know you, like I was thinking about it later when I got home that day, and I was like, you know what, it sounded in my mind like it was kind of like I used to know you, but I have no idea who this person, who this version of you is. And that made me glad, because it's evidence that I have indeed changed. Like, I'm still a work in progress and I'm still working on changing for the better. But then when people from your past are able to notice that there is something different about you for the better, because you can't change for the worse. So let's not say that all change is good. But when they notice that you have changed for the better, there is something great in that, because then you know that really and truly the work that you've been doing on yourself, the work that God has been doing in you, is actually being made manifest, right? But yes, I was really tempted to feel some type of way when he made that comment about my past, and the enemy wanted to start reminding me about the not so flattering seasons of my life. And honestly, if this were like last year, I would have probably been bothered by that, but then I think I've been walking with God long enough now to know that he has truly forgiven me, and he doesn't see me through the lens of my past. He sees me as a good father sees his daughter, through the lens of an unconditional love and just a desire to protect and guide me well. So when I got home that day, I was talking to myself like I usually do. I promise I'm not crazy, it's just how I process things sometimes. So I have conversations with myself, I talk things through. And in those moments, I usually have like moments of clarity or like eureka moments, And as I was talking to myself about this, I felt the Holy Spirit remind me of how there are many young people that are being held back because of their pasts. The enemy has filled the minds of so many people with so much shame, fear, and guilt that they cannot even bring themselves into the presence of God. And that is exactly what the devil wants. He doesn't care whether or not you go to church. He doesn't care whether you attend Bible study. He doesn't care whether you pray once in a while. He doesn't care about none of that. What he cares most about is whether or not you really know and believe what God has said concerning your life. Once he's able to get you to question your salvation or whether you've been truly forgiven, he's excited because he's found a chink in your armor. Because when we doubt our salvation, we're essentially doubting that Jesus' work on the cross is truly finished. So I started thinking about, because I've had conversations with some friends too, and they would say, oh man, like I was so ashamed to do this, and I backslid, and I can't even go to church right now. I'm just giving myself time to get right with God before I go back into church. And I'm like, there are many people that are being held back in their spiritual growth because they are weighed down by things that they've done in their past or things that were done to them, right? There's this cycle of shame, self-pity, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness. I may not be allowing you to move forward and experience more of what God has for you. And honestly, I'm here to tell you that God does not care what you've done. He really does not. He has no business with what you've done in your past. He doesn't care. Now, this doesn't mean that there wouldn't be any consequences for some of the choices that we have made. There will be. Best believe there will be. But the important thing is that even though we're experiencing those consequences, or we're reaping what we may have sown before, we can take joy in the fact that we are learning our lessons, we have learned our lessons, and that we have been eternally, we've been made free from those things, and God doesn't hold us against us anymore, and we are given a clean slate to work on. So today I'm just going to talk about five things to remember whenever thoughts about your past try to haunt you, or people from your past try to pull you back, or try to remind you of where you're coming from, or try to claim that your Christian walk is just a phase. I got that one at the beginning of 2020 a few times, and I was very offended by that, but it's fine. Happy that I proved people wrong. Or that you're going to go back to your old ways. Number one, do not respond in anger or defensiveness. That one can be very difficult because you automatically want to defend your faith, right? You want to talk about how, no, I've really changed. Nah, don't do that. Don't even waste your breath. What you need to do is pray for these people because they're literally just drowning in a sea of ignorance. Everybody who has encountered Jesus can attest to the power of transformation that the Holy Spirit works out in us and through us. So what you need to do is pray that these people from your past who are still living in the world and living in sin, you know, and who don't understand what Jesus has done for them, would encounter him for themselves and actually begin to experience God in a way they never have before. To people who do not have the Holy Spirit inside of them, the things of God will seem foolish. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 18, Paul says, "For the story and message of the cross is sheer absurdity and folly to those who are perishing and on their way to perdition, but to those who are being saved, it is the manifestation of the power of God." So when the enemy tries to use people around you to discourage you, just remember that their words are coming from a place of ignorance. And if you try to be defensive, all you do is give the enemy the reaction that you want, that he wants, and you don't really end up winning anyone over for Jesus. So just pray, keep on setting your boundaries, keep on following the word of God, and you know, just don't get mad when they say that. Sometimes I just feel bad for people, and I just pray that, like, hey, they come to actually know Jesus and know God for themselves. Number two, remember what Jesus did for you on the cross. Jesus didn't come to, you know, come to walk among men and live like us and go through a humiliating and painful death for no reason. He didn't do it because he felt like it, because honestly, I don't think anybody would have wanted to go via Roman crucifixion. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want that. But he died for us because he understands that our salvation is serious business. The blood which he shed for us is still speaking today. Blood pulsing through my veins and your veins is a strong indicator that we have life inside of us. And Jesus shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, so he gave up his life for us. He came so that we might have life and have it in abundance. So whenever anyone or the enemy tries to remind you of where you're coming from, tell that person or speak to that thought and say, "Hey, now, yes, that's exactly the reason. Yes, I don't have a great past and I did some not very great things, but that is exactly why I need Jesus Christ in my life, because without him, I am nothing and I have nothing." So whenever anybody tries to remind you of, like, "I didn't know that. I just saw you last year. Were you not in the club? Were you not doing? Did you and this person not sleep together? Did you and this person not do drugs together?" I'm just giving, like, random examples, right? Tell them, like, "Okay, yes, I did those things, but I don't do them anymore. And that is exactly why I know that I need Jesus, because if I don't have him, then I have nothing. He is the one that has saved my life, and he can save your life too." Period. I don't know why I just said period. Number three, you are a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Paul didn't say some things have become new. Paul didn't say one thing has become new. He said all things have become new. So every area of your life has been rebranded. Every aspect of your life has been changed, right? Isaiah 43 verses 18 to 19 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God himself has told us that we do not need to look back on the former things or consider the things of old. That means don't look at your past choices when it came to romantic relationships. Don't look at your past habits with money or with alcohol or drugs. Don't look back on that messy divorce that you went through. Don't look back on the days when you walked on immorality and impurity. Why? Because God has done a new thing in your life. When I think about verse 19, I think about myself. I see myself because I was a wilderness and I was a desert. Nothing good was growing out of me. I was barren. I was dry. I was empty. I was lifeless. But God picked me up and he gave me new life. He breathed new life in me. He renewed my spirit, and he can do the same for you. So don't let Don't ever let anyone or anything deceive you into thinking that nothing good can ever come out of you. If someone had told me 3 years ago that I would be out here hosting a Christian podcast and walking with God and loving Him and being passionate about the things of God, I would have hissed at you because that was not even what was on my mind. I was drowning in a sea of depression and constant anxiety, and the devil had succeeded in making me think that I was worthless, my life had no meaning, and that no one, especially not God, could ever love me if they ever got to know the real me. Because of that, I had unhealthy coping mechanisms. I wasted my time chasing after things and people that I didn't have any business doing, you know? So when I say these things, I'm not speaking or not repeating what I heard someone say or what I read in a book. I'm speaking from a lived experience. Number four, run to God when doubt begins to creep in, because doubt will creep in. Don't feel like you have to have your life put together. Don't feel like you have to have read the Bible cover to cover. Don't feel like you have to have been perfect throughout the week before you can go to church or before you can pray to God. Don't do that. Whenever you start to experience doubt about your salvation, whenever you begin to feel like, has God really forgiven me? Go to God. Go to scripture. Go to God in prayer. Listen to worship music. Speak to your pastor that you trust. Speak to your parents or an elderly person in your life, someone who's older and more experienced in their walk with God, and tell them about how you're feeling, and they will talk to you. You'd be surprised that our parents, they're human beings too. I think sometimes we forget that. And not just our parents, but just older people in general, they experience these things that we've experienced, and you'll be shocked at like what somebody you know has been through, you know. So run to God when doubt begins to creep in. And number five, be consistent in your work with God. There's that popular saying that you are the only Bible some people would ever read. So you have to ensure that everything that you do is in alignment with scripture, it's in alignment with what God has said to you and what God has said concerning your life. Because, and Jesus said to him, this is Luke 9:62, sorry. But Jesus said to him, "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." I think about the story of when Lot and his family were being taken out of Sodom when God wanted to destroy it. And Lot's wife looked back. God literally delivered them from the hands of death. He was going to send fire and brimstone on that city. And, you know, he was taking them somewhere else, somewhere better. And she looked back. She desired the things of old. She wanted to go back to that wicked place because she loved that place. She was holding on to her past, and that was how her life ended, essentially. So, of course, we're not going to turn into pillars of salt, but, you know, the moral of the story is, like, don't look back on your past. Just keep on moving forward. Don't let it hold you back. Don't let people from your past who have not yet changed, who are not on a Christian journey with you, to try and pull you back, you know? Because misery loves company. Let me just tell you now, misery loves company. Because if their lives were so great, if your life is so great and you're having such a great time, like, I don't know why you're so pressed about me not wanting to enjoy the greatness with you. Like, you know, like, so just keep your head focused, stay focused. And yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, you might still be reaping some of the consequences of some poor choices that you made before. That's okay. You can bear those consequences with grace and strength while pressing forward and looking to the things ahead. You can look towards the future with a new hope because you are now striving for a life in Christ and you have firmly put the past behind you. It will take time and practice and a whole lot of faith and relying on God, but I strongly believe that you and I can overcome. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, so we can conquer the lies the enemy tries to entrap us with. Like Paul beautifully puts it in Philippians 3 verses 13 to 14, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Now, when you think about Paul, if Paul had allowed himself to be defined by his past as Saul when he was persecuting Christians, and if he had allowed the resistance he received from people to stop him from living the life that he was called into, and we all know that Paul definitely faced some resistance when he decided to do the work of God, because how can you come? It's like me walking into a room of people whose people I've already killed, and I'm like, "Oh, hey, I want to work with you, and I want to talk to you about God." I'd be like, "They would probably kill me. Who knows, you know?" But he didn't allow his past to define who he was. And his letters in scripture are amazing because you really see a man who was totally submitted to the lordship of Christ. He said, "I die daily." Paul understood really well the power of transformation that comes with just one encounter with Jesus. And I think it's really important, and it's such a powerful lesson that he did not look back on his past, but he dutifully looked to the future. And he is now, like, his books are one of the most quoted books in scripture, if that makes sense. Like, most of the time people make references to Paul's letters. And that's because he submitted himself to those. He didn't tell God, like, God, but you know where I'm coming from. Like, I cannot do this thing. Or maybe he did and we just don't know and it's not recorded in the Bible. But the thing is, he didn't allow what people thought about him. He didn't even allow what he may have thought about himself. Because I can imagine he had some really serious internal struggles after being convicted, you know, when he encountered Jesus on his way to Damascus. Because it's one thing for you to, you know, you realize that you've been fighting the wrong fight. And now it's like he's on the winning team now. But there will be times and days and seasons where maybe he would remember the things that he used to do before and be riddled with so much guilt. But he didn't allow that to stop him. He still kept on pressing toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And that is exactly what you and I are being called into. We are called to keep on pressing forward toward the goal, to look to heaven, to look to God, to look to storing up treasures where neither moth nor rot destroy. That is what we are called to do. And so I really tried my best to compress it, because there's so much to talk about when it comes to past and mindsets and people from our past and all of those things. But I wanted to just make it a bit more concise, you know, so that it wouldn't be too long for people to follow. But I hope that this message really encourages you to understand who you are in Christ Jesus, and that, look, no matter how I feel, or no matter what thoughts are popping into my head, or no matter what other people are trying to say around me to discourage me about my journey with Jesus, God himself has said that old things have passed away. Behold, all things have been made new. I have been made new. You have been made new. It doesn't matter what people say about you. All that matters is what God has said about you. And so I hope this encourages you. If you're struggling with your past, if you're struggling with being held back, please go to God in prayer. Please talk to somebody that you think is trustworthy and that would actually give you sound, godly advice. And I will be praying for you as well. I know I don't know many of you who are listening, but I do pray for people who listen to this podcast. And I just pray that you will be encouraged. And if this podcast episode blessed you, please share it with your friends and your family. Please follow on Instagram at Beyond the Verses Pod. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, like, please leave a review on it, because it helps the podcast to be more visible to other people. And we can let the word of God and just words of encouragement from God be shared with more people all over the world. So thank you so much for sticking with me so far. And yes, just remember that your past does not define you, and it is no longer you who lives, it is no longer I who lives, but it is Christ that lives inside of us. So yes, thank you, and have a wonderful day. Bye.